Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hand and say,
it's a new season,
it's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Hallelujah. We are your hosts, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and we count it as a joy and a privilege to be able to serve our Most High God in this manner by coming and joining together with you to share His Word. Well, tonight we have a very special broadcast for those of you that have tuned in for any extended period of time. You are aware that we dedicate the fourth Monday of every month to the sweet hour of prayer. We know and believe in the power of prayer. The Word of God says that men are always to pray. And we know that prayer changes everything. And so we thank God for you joining us. We thank God for our ministers that have committed to join with us in prayer tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise that lets you know that no matter what you may be going through, my brother, my sister, oh, there will be, if you are a child of the Most High God, there will be glory after this. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on. And
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody give him a praise. Why don't you just give God praise right where you are? We thank him for his presence with us tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. There will be, oh yes, there will, no matter what you may be experiencing, no matter the test nor the trial, I promise you, if you are a child of God, you can count on that there will be glory after whatever that you are experiencing. So therefore, no matter what, because you know that, you can go ahead and give God the praise even in the midst of the battle. Don't wait till the battle is over. Come on and shout right now, because victory is yours, praise God. We give God the glory tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose, Sweet Hour of, and we're going to go ahead and get started. The prayer warriors are on the line tonight. To God be the glory. And then we're going to pray in this order, Minister Hilton Britt. And then we're going to hear from Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Maddie Green, then Mother Pat Gallo, followed by myself, and then Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. So we thank God again for the opportunity to come before him and pray. I'm going to ask my brother, Minister Hilton Britt, will you go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad? We will dispatch you into the studio, and the mic is yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Go right ahead,
Lord.
Minister Britt, can you hear
me? Yes, yes. Praise God. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. We give you honor. We give you praise, our God and our King, our High Priest, whoever lives, to make intercession for us, Lord. We thank you for this great salvation, O Lord, when you laid down your life, O Lord. When you came, you who knew no sin became sin for us. Oh, Lord, you came in this earth realm, Lord. You gave your body bruised and broken, O Lord. You gave your precious blood, oh, God, which was blood which was sinless, oh, Lord, as a sacrifice, oh, Lord, to redeem a people unto yourself, oh, God. The seed, oh, Lord, that came into the earth realm that was sown, that you might purchase many sons and daughters. For the kingdom, O God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this great salvation. We bless your holy name. We magnify you and give you glory and honor. I just want to exhort the people of God, to as many as you hear my voice. These are perilous times that we are living in. And judgment is in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord, that for your righteousness, O God. We thank you that you call a people to walk in holiness and righteousness. And I'm exhorting the people of God, for as many as are called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to walk and be led by the Holy Spirit, to shun and eschew sin and evil and unrighteousness. The Lord has called us to walk in righteousness. He's called us, O God, to have a standard of righteousness, to walk in truth, and to be led by his Holy Spirit. So I'm exhorting the people of God. This is an hour. It's just like the days of Noah. It's just like the days of Lot. If we stand in righteousness, God will have mercy upon our land and those round about us. So, saints, we must hold to the standard of righteousness in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Be known unto you all and to all the people of Israel. This is Acts 4th chapter, verse 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you well. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit to saturate the hearts of your people, our minds to be quickened, and our souls, that we should delight ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ and delight to do your will, seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us our sins for Jesus' sake. Forgive us, O Lord, as a nation, our many sins when we have offended you, and remember the grace and mercy in the midst of judgment. Open blind eyes, cleanse and deliver our hearts and minds from the bondage of sin, in Jesus' holy name. Yes. Save us, O Lord, and forgive us, O Lord. We pray for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon this land, Lord, to turn the hearts of the people away from seducing spirits and doctrines of demons,
yes,
back to the light of your holy presence and of your Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus, you are able to save to the uttermost. We are calling upon you, Lord Jesus, that you would send revival into our nation, O Lord, in the north, in the south, in the east, and in the west. We ask that you would remember Joel, 2nd chapter, verse 28, pour forth your spirit upon our sons and daughters, and that they would prophesy, that old men will dream dreams, and young men shall see visions, and also upon your servants and upon your handmaids. In these days, you will pour forth your spirit, Lord Jesus, that we may know it's not by man's might, it's not by man's power, but it's by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Because when he, the Holy Spirit, does come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because the world doesn't believe that Christ has come, the anointed one who breaks every yoke and every chain. But we, Lord Jesus, declare your lordship in our hearts and our minds over this earth realm, O God. We declare that Jesus is Lord. We declare that the devil is defeated, that salvation has come to every soul who receives the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we delight in you. We delight in your righteousness. We delight in your truth. We do not love the world, O God, neither the things that are in the world, because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life comes not from the Father God. O Lord, and this world is passing away. O Lord, we are strangers in this world. I am a stranger in this world, Lord. O Lord, I'm not living for this world, but I'm living for you, Lord Jesus. I'm looking, fixing my eyes, O Lord, upon heaven's throne, O Lord, wherein you are seated at the right hand of the Father God, and knowing, O God, that you are coming and that you will establish, O Lord, a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, O God. And everyone who names the name of the Lord shall hate evil and unrighteousness and love, O God, the truth of your holy word and delight in it, O God. So we're looking unto you, O Lord, that you will come again, O Lord, and change the hearts and minds of your people, O Lord, and turn us again, O Lord, unto your righteousness and unto your truth, that we might walk, O Lord, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, O Lord, reigning and ruling, O Lord, delighting in the things that are good and honorable, the things that are just and pure, the things that are noble and more excellent and praiseworthy. Those are the things that we gravitate toward, O God, that we walk, O Lord, and the straight and the narrow way, O God, forsaking all, O Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, that he might perfect for himself a people without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming back for that type of people, a people who love righteousness, a people who set themselves apart for his holy kingdom and for his holy ways. Oh, Lord, we pray for the children, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we put a hedge of protection around about the children, oh, God. Save these babies, oh, Lord. Save those, oh, Lord, who don't know their right from their left, oh, God. Save these young ones, oh, Lord, who are without fathers, oh, God. Give your angels charge over them, oh, God, to cover them by the blood of Jesus, oh, Lord. Preserve these young ones, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, cover them by your grace. Cover them by your mercies, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for our families, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that men, O Lord, will rise again to a standard of truth and righteousness, keeping the reverential fear of the Lord their God before their eyes and within their hearts, to walk upright before you, Lord, to cover their families, O Lord, to be led, O Lord, as those who, O Lord, who are the priests of their homes, O God, guarding and protecting and providing, O God, looking unto you for provision, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are faithful, O God, and you are well able to supply, O God, exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power of God through the Holy Spirit that's working within us. You are faithful, God. For even David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Oh, you will keep your people, oh God. You can keep your people in the midst of famine. You can keep your people through anything, oh God, because the earth is yours and the fullness of it. And you are a faithful Father. You are a good Father. You are a good God.
Yes.
Oh, you are a great Savior. Hallelujah. There is none like you in the heavens above or the earth below. Oh, you are faithful to your word, and you will watch over it to perform it in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name this day. We praise your mighty name, Lord God.
Bless
we bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray, Lord, for the people in Florida, oh God, who are preparing for a Hurricane Ian, Lord. Oh, Lord, have grace and mercy upon them, Lord. May there be no loss of life, oh Lord. In the midst of judgment, Lord, remember mercy, oh Lord. Remember mercy, oh Lord. Remember mercy.
Yes.
Mercy triumphs over judgment, oh God. So we give you glory this evening. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Lord, we're so grateful for your goodness and your mercy.
Yes.
They fail not.
Yes.
We bless your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that prayer, that powerful prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you and we stand in agreement. Yes, Lord, with these prayers and with this prayer, Father.
Mm.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. At this time, I'm going to ask my sister Gloria Whitehurst. Gloria Whitehurst, if you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad.
Yes, yes.
And we'll dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Sister Gloria, are you there? Right. Hello? All right. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and we will go to Elder Matty Green. Praise God. Elder Matty Green, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Praise God. The mic is yours, Elder Green. We thank God for you tonight.
God bless you.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and bless the ministry of New Season Ministry and all those who are on the prayer list for the nations and their families and those who are listening. I'll be coming from Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord through all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, down to the 10th verse. Dear Heavenly Father, I surrender right now unto thee. Lord, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we are surrendering unto you. And Lord Jesus, we are seeking you first for each and everything that we need. Oh God, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, we are in need of you right now. We are in need of you in our communities, in our families, in marriages, in schools, in churches, in nation, and in our leaders. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, watch over us, dear God, with your love and honor and protection all around us. Lead us and guide us, God, as children of God, that we stand on the wall and continue to pray and believe by faith that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, touch the people, hearts and mind and spirits and bodies of those who are sick and weak in their body to be healed in the name of Jesus. Heal those relationships. Heal those community. Heal those churches, Lord. heal the leaders and heal the members in the churches, dear God. Dear God, heal those in neighborhoods, dear God, and heal those in the nation and the leaders, and heal those men and sisters and brothers that labor in the gospel. Oh, God, have mercy. Lord, we love you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our might. Teach us to love ye one another as you have loved us, dear God. Lead us and guide us. We know that thy word is truth, that the love will wax cold. But we as a people of God, help us to be strong on the inside of our spirit and believe without a doubt that when we pray, you will hear our prayers. And if there is any sin or iniquity, we are praying that they be washed and clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you will hear our prayers and answer them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God, you are a mighty God. You are a merciful God. You are a loving God. You are a true God, and you are our vindicator. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, watch over the children in school. Watch over the parents, dear God, that they be a watchman and be aware of their kids and anything that's going on in the home. Don't let them be relaxed and want to try to be their friend. Help those mothers to be mothers. Help the fathers to be fathers. And so that they will watch over their children and stand strong so they can be as a mentor to the children. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless, dear God. When the enemy said there is no more blessing, dear God, you show the enemy that he is a liar, a father of liars. That you still bless, you still heal, and you still deliver in families, in the community, in the nations, in relationships, in marriages, and in individuals. Oh, God, have mercy. God, we want to say thank you for all the things you already have done, and we believe in more. Because you said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And we know you are a great God and a great King above all gods. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, as the storm and the hurricane begin to rage, dear God, help the people down there, God. Watch over them, dear God. Give them the understanding there's a time to stay and there's a time to leave. Oh, God, have mercy, dear God. Dear God, let us pray for all the nations, all the states, all the leaders in the United States and across the world. Oh, God, have mercy. Yes. They are telling lies and want the lies to be true. Lord, give us a spirit of discernment to know what is righteous and what is wicked. Oh, God, have mercy. And, dear God, we will forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, thank you, Elder Matty Green, for that prayer. And we stand in agreement with you and with the other brothers and sisters on the line for every petition that went forth in that prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. This time we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat, if you will go ahead, praise God, and press one on your dial pad. Hallelujah. We will bring to the studio. Praise God. Just one moment. Amen. Amen. Go right ahead, Mother Pat. Good evening to you. God bless.
Hello. Good afternoon to everyone that's on the line.
Amen.
I thank God for the opportunity to be able to pray. And to believe God at his word.
Amen.
My scripture comes from Isaiah 55 and 11. So shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall be whereto I sent. And my
Amen.
From Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it mm-hmm. shall be accepted unto thee. And let's flip the page. And light shall shine upon thy way. As I was meditating this morning, Lord, I was reading, and this came upon me about how much power we mm-hmm. got by using the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are made in the image of him, and when God said, it was so. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, when we speak what God says, it is so. And if we speak what God says, we will see the manifestation of what he said through us in this time that we are in.
Yes.
And so with that, I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise
yes,
you.
Lord.
We give
yes.
glory and we give you honor.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that we come to you in the name of your Son, our Lord, and our Savior. We come through his precious blood that he shed it for us. And Father God, because he shed his blood, he said that our sins have been forgiven through the blood that he shed. Father, we thank you, O God, that we proclaim our victory over sin, over
yes,
Satan,
Lord.
His demons,
yes.
things of this world. We, Father
yes.
God, call him not only Savior, but Father, he is our Lord. And he
mm-hmm.
owns us.
Man.
We, out of our own, we belong unto the King of Kings. And the Lord
yes.
alone. And we know that he wants over us. And we know, Father God, when we say what you say, it will come to pass. Just as
yes.
the word says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So we thank
Amen.
You that our mouth be the words of God. We thank you, Father God, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. We will not allow the enemy to make us turn our heads from our focus on you, knowing that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think. And you say it's according to the power that working in us. So we thank you this evening, Lord God, for this ministry. We thank you, Lord Father, for the increase, not only increase in numbers, but the increase in the knowledge of your will, your power
Amen.
In our lives,
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, Lord Father
yes.
God, I lift up the nations before you, O God. O
yes.
God
yes.
of heaven, we come in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. In the behalf of these of our leaders of these United States of America. Father, we thank
yes.
you that your word in the heart of the king is in your hand. And you will turn it whichever way you so desire in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord Father, to direct the mind of President Biden and his vice
yes,
president, Kamala Harris. And all
yes.
the state representatives, whether they Republican or Democrat, so that, Father God, that they will not, oh God, they will not stop the word of God from taking place. Lord, Father
yes.
God, put it in their hearts that abortion is wrong, it's murder.
Yes.
And Lord, Father God, you
yes.
say vengeance is
yours.
Yes. And Lord, they have an opportunity to put a stop to the senseless murder. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now. you will move by your spirit upon the hearts of these leaders in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for the church. We are the church, O God. Not them brick and mortar, but we are the church, O God. And we know that the enemy do not love us. He hates us because we are made in the image of you. And that he will try to do everything to stop our destiny. But Lord, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we bind every destiny stealer, every destiny robber, or killer that try to keep us from fulfilling our spiritual destiny in you. Father God, we ask you to send the host of heaven. Send the host of heaven in the camp of the enemy and destroy everything that the enemy try to do against your children, the body of believers. Lord, Father God, we thank you that you will fill us up in your spirit, that we will be in bold. And Father God, you will not take backseat to anything that the enemy try to put in our way. We will declare and decree your word in the name of Jesus. And as we read, your word will not return back to you, Lord, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. And for that, Father God, we thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve a mighty God, an awesome God, a God that is always present, a God that will never leave us or forsake us. And even though in your word, Father, you say that there are afflictions of the righteous as men, but you have delivered us out of them all. So that tells you, O God, that nothing that the enemy try to do, he will not succeed as long as we are in you, O God. In the name, Father God, we pray. In the name of Jesus against sickness. The enemy, sickness on us. But Lord, Father God, the word of God say that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Lord, Father God, I thank you. Words say that he was wounded. That Jesus wounds in his body for our transgressions. He took the bruises upon him for every iniquity. My God, we thank you that he took every stripe upon his back. There is not one that's name upon this earth that Jesus Christ didn't take care of. And Father God, we have to decree and declare that we are the heel of the Lord. No matter what our report we may hear from the doctor, we choose to believe you, O God. We choose to receive the report of the Lord that says we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus for the authority that you have given us to bind and to loose. And Lord, Father God, even in the we know, Father God, your son did it all. He did it all, O God, and he left it to us. He said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind up on this earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose up on loose in heaven. Father God, even when Jesus spoke to the wind, we speak right now, we come in agreement. We come in agreement in the name of Jesus. And we speak to that stone in the name of Jesus. We have people in Florida. We have people that we know that was in the Philippines, oh God. And that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you show yourself Jehovah Jireh, that you are the provider. You are the one that will meet the need. And you are the one, Father God, can speak, come in agreement, and we command the winds to die right now and dissipate in the name of Jesus, that it do not further damage to any land or properties of people in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over the area. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. Praise your God that we were turning away, that this storm will not be as big as they say, that it will die out in the name of Jesus. We speak your word, Father, we speak into the wind. We speak into those elements in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Now,
yes.
Lord Father, we, oh God, that as we continue to pray for healing, we pray, Father God, that our immune system be strong. Our immune
mm-hmm.
system get stronger
yes.
every day because we live in such a fallen world. The elements, the food and the water and everything is so contaminated. But, Lord, Father God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus in us, the blood of Jesus in
yes.
us, the blood
yes.
that's in
yes.
us drives out everything that is not of you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. Of your presence. We thank you, Lord Father, for the power of your presence.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father
yes.
God, for the prayer of agreement on this line. And not only
yes.
here in this line, but many other Christians are praying, and we are in agreement
yes.
with your word. It's
yes.
your word that we are in
yes.
agreement with. And so we thank you. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. And it will accomplish what you sent it out to do in the matchless name of your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our provider, our
yes.
in Jesus'
yes.
name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Mother Pat. We
yeah.
join with you
yeah.
in agreement to that prayer. Thank you. Glory to
yeah.
God. We
yeah.
give him all praise and honor and glory. Thank
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you for that powerful prayer. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to take a moment, and I'm going to pause, and I'm going to give the opportunity. If there is anyone on the line tonight that has a prayer request. I did not do this at the onset of the program, and I want to make sure that the prayers or requests are petitioned and covered. So if there is anyone, praise God, on the line tonight that has a prayer need or prayer request for yourself, family member, friend, loved one, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will hear your prayer request and lift it up to the Lord in prayer before we get offline tonight. Praise God. Is there one that has a prayer request? Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we will dispatch you into the studio and hear your prayer request. I'm going to call the last 4 digits of your number. Praise God. Hallelujah. Caller 4517. Go right ahead, please. What is your prayer request tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you all hear me?
Yes. Good evening. Can you hear
okay.
us?
Good evening. I am calling in for prayer. My daughter is in Florida, and she has decided not to leave her home. She says she's going to ride it out, and she's in one of the flood zones. And
yes.
so I know God will protect her, but we also have
yes.
to use wisdom. So
okay.
due to the fact that she don't want to leave, I can't make her
mm-hmm.
leave. No one else can make her leave. So just keep she and my 3 grandchildren in prayer. And like I
said,
I said it as a joke, but I'm not worried about the grandchildren because they can swim. It's she that cannot swim. And so I just told her, I said, so I'm going to be praying for you because my grandchildren can swim.
Amen. Well, we will your daughter
just keep them in prayer.
God, in our prayers and lift them up tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Praise God. Caller 9709. 9709. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. Just 1 second. Go right ahead, please. 9709. What is your
hello.
Prayer request?
Yes. Hello. My prayer request is for my father. My father has
yes.
gotten a report of cancer, and we were told today that he's in the cancer has started to spread, so he's in stage 4. Of cancer, but the prayer request is that cancer doesn't mean a death report because God is a healer, and I believe
that's
he's
right.
able to heal.
That's right.
My father wants to live. He's expressed
Amen.
That. And I want him to live. I'm afraid of him to go,
Amen.
And he's not ready to go. So I'm praying.
Yes.
My prayer is that the Lord would give him some extension of time on this earth,
yes.
and that my faith will come, and the rest of you, the faith will come in an agreement that
Amen.
Life is extended, and it won't be just a hard battle with pain and
Amen.
You know, just down in the bed. It's going to be God
yes.
is going to make this transition. It's going to be easy for him, and his life will be extended.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement with you on that, and we will lift your father up, your dad up in our prayers.
Amen.
Praise God. Is there another tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank those of you that share the prayer request. We will certainly lift these up as we pray. Tonight, the Lord laid on my heart the prayer scripture from the book of Philippians, and that is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in every, let your requests be made known unto God." And some texts tell us, be anxious for nothing. And I looked up the definition of the word anxious just to be able to focus more on, as God's word shared, that we're not to be anxious and be careful for anything. And that word anxious means experiencing worry or unease or nervousness or even fear. Be anxious. Do not for nothing. Do not experience worry. Do not experience unease or nervousness or fear. And this is anxious. The definition says experiencing these things typically about an imminent event or something of an uncertain outcome. Well, that tells us that we have nothing to be anxious about, because by the grace of God, his word says that he is, even in the midst of every situation, every difficult situation, every trying circumstance, the word of God says that he works it together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He also tells us that his promises are yea and amen. And as Mother Pat shared earlier, that his word is true, and his word goes forth. And it goes forth with promise that it will accomplish. It will accomplish that for which it has been set and purposed to accomplish. So we give God praise tonight that we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be uneasy. We don't have to be anxious, because of what we need to do is to be able to stand sure-footed on the word of God, knowing that his promises are true. So let's go to the throne of grace, hallelujah, in prayer. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already gone forth tonight, Lord God. They are laid at your throne, Father God, and we know that you have leaned over the rails of heaven, Lord God, and your ears are in tune, Lord God, to the cries of your children, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers, and we thank you, Lord God, that you not only hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers as well, Father God. Oh, yes, you do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and I lift up the two prayer requests tonight, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for that daughter, Lord God, right now that is in Florida, Lord God, in the flood zone with her three children, Father God, the daughter and the grandchildren of the caller tonight, Father God. We lift them up, Lord God, and we speak your covering over them, Lord God. Let your heavenly angels encamp round about them, Father God, and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And while we're praying for them, Father God, we lift up everybody, Father, that's in the area of the flood zones in the area of Florida. We pray for those people in Puerto Rico. We pray for those, Lord God, in the Philippines and all that have been impacted by this storm, Lord God. Yes, we have the power that you've given to us to declare a thing and it shall come to pass. Yes, Lord God, your word tells us that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Your word tells us, Father God, that the power of life and death lie in our tongue, Heavenly Father, and all we got to do is speak forth your word, lining our mouths up in our word with the word of God, speaking it forth, knowing, Heavenly Father, that your word never fails, Father. So we thank you for protecting your people, the people in those areas, Lord God. We speak to that storm and declare in the name of Jesus that it be banished and not cause destruction in the name of Jesus, that the winds and the rain be turned back out to the sea, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There is absolutely nothing that is impossible for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you for hearing and answering that prayer, Father God. We lift up the caller's father to you, Lord God, that is battling stage four cancer right now, Lord God. Oh, cancer might be big to the doctors, Lord God, but it is not too big for our God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you be Jehovah Rapha, Father, on his behalf, that you are the God that healeth us, Father God, that healing is the children's bread, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we declare healing over his body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We declare that every cell, nerve, every tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system of his body, Father, line up and function in the perfection that you created it to function. We banish cancer right now in the name of Jesus out of his system, and not by our power, but by God's power, in the name of Jesus, Lord, by your power, by the power and stripes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In your word, it tells us that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by trying to be healed, we are healed in the name of Jesus, regardless of what the symptoms may state, regardless of what the doctors may say. We choose to believe the report of the Lord, Heavenly Father. So we thank you that we choose to believe your report, Father, and we stand on your word, Lord God, on behalf of my sister's father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you extend his life, Father God. Your scripture, we speak over him, that he shall live and not die, to declare the glory of our God in Jesus' name, and that this battle will not be hard because he's your child, Father God, and your words say that you add blessings, Lord God, to the lives of your children, and you add no sorrow to it, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we speak your word over him, Father God, even where he is right now, Lord God. Let your hand and your anointing power be upon him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, turn this situation around, Father God, for his good and for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray for every person, every man and woman, boy and girl on this line tonight, Lord God. There were needs that were not stated, Heavenly Father. But Lord God, you know every need, every prayer request, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we pray over every person that is tuned in tonight. We pray over their household, Lord God, that there be no lack in their household, but that you meet every need, Father God. We pray, Lord God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, over marriages right now, Lord. Pray, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you fuse the husband and the wife back together, Father. We pray, Lord God, that there be no tension, Lord God, no strife in households, Father. We speak peace, Father, within the household. That, Lord God, they return back to the love that brought them together in the first place, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Your word says, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that your word tells us that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord, he's warring against marriages and even godly marriages, Lord God. Oh, yes, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that the husband will show love to his wife. We pray, Lord God, that the wife will respect the husband, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that love abides between both of them, Lord God. And we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you be at the head and foundation of every marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak order, godly order, to every household. Let every man and father stand up and be a godly father, Lord, to his children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let every mother, Lord God, and wife be able to come into submission to her husband as he is submitted to you, and they are both submitted to you together, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the enemy not be able to war, Heavenly Father, against households, but let us be able to stand forth as your children, Lord God, each and every day, putting on the whole armor of God, because your word tells us, Lord, that when we get dressed, Lord God, in your apparel, Father, when we get dressed, Lord God, in your holy armor, Lord God, when we walk forth exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, then, Lord God, and we speak forth your word and declare that it is written, Father God, that the enemy has got to flee, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord God, as my brother reminded me, Heavenly Father, the enemy can't do with us. He does with those that are out there in the world without hope. We are the children of the Most High God. We stand on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We have been given, Lord God, the keys of the kingdom. We have been given, Lord God, weapons of spiritual warfare to be able to fight and stand. And the word of God say to keep the enemy under our feet, Lord God, and to banish him back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name, where he came from, Father. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the ability to declare and decree and see a thing come to pass as it lines up with your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for every city and every state in this nation, Father God. We pray for our political leaders, Lord God, that every governor of every state, every mayor of every city, and we pray, Lord God, for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, those political officials in the Senate, the House of Representatives, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for their salvation, Lord God. We pray that they make God laws that are godly laws, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, and we give you praise, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the churches. Yes, Lord. We pray calls, Heavenly Father, as your ministers, with those that are called, Lord God, to be able to pray for your word in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, as we lift up the prayer, Lord God. You tell us, Lord, that the prayers of the righteous, that they avail much, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you as we pray for the churches, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your house, yes, Lord, will be a house of prayer, Father God. Let not your house be a house of hurt, causing, Lord God, your children to be wounded by those that you have placed, Lord God, in position to be able to bring forth
healing and to speak forth your word. Let them, Lord God, have clean hearts, creating them a clean heart. Renew right spirits within them, Lord God. Help them to be able to stand according to your word and your will and your purpose, not forgetting their first love, Father, in the name of Jesus, totally and solely upon you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you glory tonight. We give you honor and we give you all the praise, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you hear and you answer our prayers, Father. So, Lord God, allow your spirit, your Holy Spirit to flow throughout this land, Lord God, bringing forth salvation, Lord God. Let salvation flood the streets, as the song says, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let us be able to see your glory, Lord God. Reign like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let those of us who are called by your name walk worthy of our calling to be able to stand firm on your word and to be able to speak forth your word to this dying world to let them know that there is a living Savior and his name is Jesus Christ. And he, only through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will we find our path to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation in you. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And we give you, Lord, all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank
amen,
you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank God for it.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
All the saints of God come together to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, 7b. King James Version. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Page down to the end. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Not some people, not poor people. God said for all people. It should be the house of prayer for all people.
Amen.
Amen. All people. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Chapter 6. And I'll be coming from there. 18 verse. King James Version. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Amen.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For all saints, not some saints, for all the saints, Paul was saying, all saints. Then go to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, coming from verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Amen. With thanksgiving unto God. Amen. Who is this King of glory? Praise God. Who is this King of glory? Lord, we pray. We thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all the prayers from your people, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those that have called in for prayer requests on tonight, Father. Lord, we pray for our sister, Lord, Dollar down there in the Florida, Lord, the people down in Florida. Bless you and protect you, Father, Lord, for hurt, harm, and danger, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. We know you are more than able to do exceeding above all that we can ask or thank, Father. We pray for their blessing, pray for their protection, Father, and we pray for a victory report on this day, Lord, that they should come by and give a victory report on their protection, their provision, and God provided for them on this day, Father. And pray for this sister, for her father, Lord, that dealing with cancer, Lord. Lord, that's nothing too hard for you, Father. We pray for his healing, his deliverance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Increase his faith, Father, in you, Father. Increase his faith, Father, and pray you extend his life to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Another great report that we shall hear about coming from this man, her father, Lord. Pray for his divine help, divine healing in his body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name. All the other prayer requests that go forward, Father, this day, Lord, your words are where two or three are gathered together, and there, in touch and agreeing, and there you shall be in the midst, Father.
Yes.
And we agreeing at one on today, Lord. We are one in Christ Jesus, amen?
Yes.
We are one in him. And we pray this prayer unto God, this supplication unto our Most High God, Father, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for the victory that shall come forth, Lord, for the victory report, for your protection, your provision for your people, Lord. Yes. And your house should be called a house of prayer. Your house should be called a house of resurrection, Lord. Yes. A house of restoration, Lord. A house of revival, Lord Jesus, so in our heart, mind, and spirit, how to rejoice in the things of God, what God about to do, what he already done, what he continue to do. For Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, Father, on this hour, Father, Lord, hour to come. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your miracle working power in our life. Thank you for your deliverance, your healing power, Father, Lord, for our sons, for our daughter, Lord, for our mother, for our grandmothers, Lord, for our fathers, Lord, and pray for your blessing upon our sons and daughters, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, Lord, this day, Father, Lord, and we pray these prayers unto you, Father, Lord, with God, all things are possible, Father.
Yes.
And we pray and thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, that cleanses for all our sins and unrighteousness, Lord.
Yes.
And we plead the blood of Jesus in this hour, Lord, for all the things that's on our mind, our heart, our spirit, that with God, all things are possible, Father, Lord. We
yes.
believe your word, and we stand your holy word, your holy prophecy, Lord, for we know with God, his word is true, Father, Lord. From beginning to end, his word is always true, Father, Lord. And we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your people, Lord, and pray for those that are ambassadors for Christ, Father, Lord, that continue to stand on the word. Stand with the chief cornerstone of our faith, Father. Stand with God and trust his word from beginning to end, that God to do what he said he's going to do, Lord. And we pray for your word be done, your will be done in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Wow, what powerful prayers. And we thank God, Lord, that you're hearing our prayer and you're listening, Father God, and you answer our prayers. We thank God again for everyone that has tuned in to
yes.
the prayer line tonight. We pray that you have been empowered and strengthened by the prayers that have gone forth in the name of Jesus. We pray that if there is anyone that is on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, that they will adhere to Romans 10:9-10, which tells us that if you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. So all you have to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I ask you to come into my life. I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you lived, died, and was resurrected for me and for my sins. And now, Lord Jesus, if you just come into my life and take charge and live with me, live and sup, Lord God, with me, and come into my life and take charge for the rest of my life. Oh, yes. If you prayed that prayer, my brother and sister, something as simple as that, and you meant it with all of your heart, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. Your name has just been written into the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. He is the only way back to our Heavenly Father. And we thank God for your salvation in him. And we give God the praise, yes, as the angels of heaven are rejoicing, and we rejoice right along with you.
Yes.
Well, praise God. We thank you again, everyone, for tuning in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We pray that you go forth this week and have a powerful and awesome week. Praise God.
Also, we'd like to be in prayer for Elder Lisa Spearhorn, for her and her family, Lord. Blessing God,
yes,
giving them, Lord,
yes,
giving them,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Go forth, my brothers and my sisters. We love you. And we give God all the praise. God bless you tonight.
Bless you.
And to God be all the glory.
Glory.
Have a great night.
God
and
bless.
Thank you for tuning in.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only
yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever. Worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Lord, he'll reign. Strong word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
there couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Body great, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Given me, and I know who I am. chosen generation will then call for to show His excellence. All I require for life God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am.
Isaiah.